got the table and chairs ready for us. That's all right, Boris.
That one's one. That's one for you.
Is that for me?
Yes, I'll get it.
Well, that's a nice one. Thank you.
It's a loan. A loan, Daddy, Mummy.
You know you're a nice boy, do you?
Yeah, that's yours.
That is a good one.
Mind your feet. Not feet, maybe.
On my feet, yes, otherwise if you put the chair on my foot it would hurt, wouldn't it?
You say, ouch!
Shall we have a little look at the wooden train first?
Of this, yes. Oh, I get Welsh wooden one.
That's right, yes, well, these are the letters from it. We've looked at this before, haven't we?
Yes. I say, you're missing the train.
That's right. Do you know how this train spells?
Yes.
What does it spell?
Your name.
It spells your name. Thomas. No, not smells, darling. No, you're sniffing the carriages. I said spells. Spells, not smells.
Not sniffing.
Right, which letter goes first? T for Thomas?
Yeah.
Right, well, you put T, T, in that carriage.
Yes. Then can I see a wooden train, lots of flashing lights?
A big, you saw a wooden train with lots of flashing lights, did you?
Yes!
Right.
You remember, it's the B&Q station.
The B&Q station?
Yes!
Right. The next carriage is...
It's mine.
Huh. To her. Her for Thomas.
Yes.
Right, third carriage. R. That's the letter R. You can recognise the word Tesco, can't you?
What's Tesco say?
Well, Tesco begins with this letter, the same as your name. T. For Tesco, T for Thomas, and Tesco ends in O, R, which is this letter. Right, T, R, R, let's go for the M next.
This one?
Yes, M in that carriage.
Mm.
This is a nice train, you got this for your birthday, didn't you?
What in?
What in? Well, it was just given to you for your birthday. T, R, R, M, A. A for apple.
I can't see an apple here.
No, A for apple. A for alligator. There you are, that's the A. A, B, C. You know A, B, C, don't you?
E for F.
A, B, C, D, E, F.
Jean.
Jean, good boy.
Mum's called Jean.
The mum's called Jean. Jean with a J. Right, and there's only one letter left. And this is in Tesco as well. S for snake and sh and siren and smoke.
Yeah.
Look, we've got T. What can we think of that begins with T?
That says siren.
Yes.
Go Nina, Nina.
Well, S is the first letter of the word siren. T is for toys. Her is for, what do you have at the beginning with that letter? I'm trying to think.
Snakes.
No, house.
Yes.
Oh, for orange.
Juice.
Orange juice, yes. Mmm is for nice. Or mummy.
Mmm.
Ah is for apple and alligator.
For snakes.
S is for snakes.
What's this one called?
Well, that's not called anything. That's the very last carriage. And when we bought it in the shop, the lady said you can choose what you have on the last carriage. And she had a choice of different animals, but I chose the red one with an elephant on it because you and Grandma like elephants, don't you?
Wish I could be an elephant boy.
You wish you could be an elephant boy?
Yeah!
Do you? Do you know much about an elephant boy?
I'd be a blue elephant boy.
You'd be a blue elephant boy, would you?
Yes, I'd be blue.
What would you do?
Well, cool. For my birthday card.
Yes, we're going to take your birthday cards down.
And that's high up there.
It is high up. Shall we count how many cards you had, Thomas?
No, I've got them down here.
Well, all right, we'll count them while they're still pending.
You'll get upstairs and reach those.
I will. I'll go upstairs and reach them. Just let me count them, darling. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 on the stair banisters.
About F.
About F or S?
S.
S for sugar and snake and sweets. How many did we get? 17, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 100, 101, 102, 103, 104, 105, 106, 107, 108, 109, 110, 111, 112, 113, 114, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 31 birthday cards you got.
Yes.
That's nice, isn't it?
You're going to get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Good boy. 10, and 10 again is 20, and 10 again is 30, and one more is 1. 31. So have a last look round.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 12.
9, 12. What happened to 10 and 11? Which is your favourite birthday card?
I love F4 Tower Fantastic.
Which is your favourite birthday card?
I love Fam and Sam Rescuing Purdy.
You like this one with Fam and Sam Rescuing Purdy?
Yes.
It says, Happy Birthday, Thomas, 3rd of April 2000. Have fun now, you're free with love from Purdy, 17 years old.
Well, about it says he's lovely.
Button.
I'm lovely.
You're lovely. Well, Purdy's lovely. Purdy's been very poorly, actually, hasn't she? Purdy was in the hospital yesterday. Right, so that was your favourite card, was it?
With the fire and rescue Purdy. Ever that will fall down.
Has it? And do you know this is the first card that you opened? And which of the cards do you like, Thomas?
I love that one, Percy and Thomas the Tank.
This one with Percy and Thomas the Tank on it, that says to a great nephew. And it had a little badge saying, it's my birthday.
It's my birthday now.
No, it was, wasn't it? Thomas Henry. Lots of love on your third birthday from Auntie Patty and Uncle John.
And Becky.
Pardon?
And Becky Jones.
Oh, and Becky and Joe sent you a different card. Now, which other card is very special?
Postman Pat.
Postman Pat and Jess. This is another one with a badge on it. A badge with Jess holding a parcel saying 3. Dear Thomas, happy third birthday. Hope you have a lovely day with all our love and kisses, Mummy, Daddy and Birdie.
And Thomas.
Well, no, you don't send a card to yourself.
But I love that Mother Thomas the Tank Engine.
You love this other Thomas the Tank Engine one? Right, that's got another badge on it saying I am 3. Which other ones do you really like?
That one with golden light on it and that crocodile one.
This one with the crocodile on it. Who's that from?
Mitre.
Mitre to Thomas.
She brought some chocolate box.
She brought some chocolate lollipops for you. To yeah. Thomas, hope you have a very, very
I'm
happy
a
birthday.
I'm a fireman, Sam, we won. Nina!
No, we're looking at cards now, Thomas. The big crocodile on the front and Demetra are wishing you a fantastic third year of your life. Lots of love, Demetra.
Nina!
No, we're not doing that now. Come on, let's sit down. You pull these table chairs up?
Yeah, but I don't want
Nina. You pull the chair up because you wanted to sit down to look at them.
There's one and
it's part of. Right, well, you part the fire engine then, you can sit down now. Which? Thank you. Leave it there and come and sit back down. Right, shall we cover the other ones now?
Thank you. I'm carrying these. I'm delivering.
You're delivering them? Well, let's just look at them.
It's a postal office. I can do the letters.
Come on, let's look at these first.
You have enough of them.
No, you pulled a table and chair up because you wanted to bring the table cards down. You can deliver them later.
That's a fireman.
Is it? Mm. It's actually Buzz Lightyear, Thomas. Mm. It says, Happy Birthday. To infinity and beyond. To Thomas, happy birthday, lots of love, big hugs and kisses, Jake. Which Jake is that from?
Mummy and Daddy's Jake.
Mummy and Daddy's Jake? No, it's Jake. Jimmy?
Yeah.
And this one, I think this one's from Jake Kelly, this one. What's that got on the front?
Crocodile.
That's not a crocodile, what is it?
Lion.
A lion, it says 3 today.
That's a crocodile.
No, that's a lion as well. Happy birthday, Thomas, with lots of love. Geraldine, Dave, Jake and Georgia.
I'm getting my mother and I'm saying cute.
Is this a lovely letter? Well, let's open this up and see who it's from.
Okay. It says...
What does it say?
It says, happy birthday, dear mummy and daddy. It says, come on, daddy, and kisses. Mummy and daddy, and Purdy, and Thomas, and mummy, and daddy, and Purdy, and Thomas.
And what does it really say?
It says, Thomas Tank.
It's a picture of Thomas the Tank, and it says, special work birthday wishes from David and Sharon.
And David.
David and Sharon. Do you think Auntie Frank's sent their best wishes as well?
I think so.
I think so as well. That's a nice one.
That's a nice letter.
It's a teddy holding some balloons. And look, another badge. Who's that from? No. Oh, from Kath Mule.
Yeah.
Kath bought you a little postman, didn't she?
Postman Pat.
Postman Pat, do you remember?
And Jess.
And Jess. That's a nice one. What's that, a teddy under?
Lots of parcels and a shape.
A mouse. Lots of parcels and shapes, that's right. What sort of shapes are there on that card?
Black, red and green.
Yes, circles and triangles.
Please don't forget them all.
You can. Happy birthday, Thomas, with lots of love, Grandma and Grandma.
Thank you.
That's the other Grandma and Grandma, isn't it? The ones we went to see last Saturday. Oh, now look, you must look at this one because this has been specially done, hasn't it? Look, all these rockets and space things. For Thomas, with lots of love from Auntie Peggy and Uncle Arthur. Happy third birthday. Look, she's, have you seen how she's written in that? She's done it all different colours and she's stuck a three on it. That's nice, isn't it? Oh, now this one is actually in Dutch. This has come from Holland.
Then you heard the postman.
I did.
Nearer.
Is it part nearer? Postman, what's this card from Holland got a picture of?
Purdy.
Dear Thomas, have a nice day. We think of you. Lots of love. Uncle Jan and Auntie Deanie. And it's all in Dutch and I really
Thank
can't
you.
Read it. I'm sorry. I don't know what else it says. Oh, this is a nice one. We can do something with this.
Yes.
It says for a special 3-year-old some finger puppet fun for your birthday. Look, there's a
cock-a-doodle-doo.
Cock-a-doodle-doo. A pig and a cow. Yes, and that's from Fred, Rachel and Miles next door. We'll be able to play with that card later. Now look, this is a very special card because this has been handmade. Who made this?
Somebody.
Dawn and Michael made you this. Do you remember the little jumper that you had last Christmas? With the elephant on it.
Yes.
Dawn made me that. Mm-hmm. And she's made this card herself. What's on the card?
A buzzy bee.
A buzzy bee and a...
And a heady mouse.
A what?
And a heady mouse.
A heady mouse? Thomas, it's a frog. What an... it's a heady mouse.
You're a heady woman.
Please be careful with those. No, but especially that one, because it's very delicate. A heli mouse, what's a heli mouse?
You heard a big postman, and his lorry went.
His lorry made a big noise.
It went.
Look, Jess is there, and Postman Pat. Shall I start taking these cards down for the
bar? In my back is here.
Alright, well, we'll take them down and have a look at them, and they can go in the back, can't they? I'm going to have to go upstairs though to take these off the banister.
Before, and my balloons.
And your balloons, we'll get your balloons.
My balloons can't fit.
Yes, your balloons will come down later, won't they?
It can't fit in.
No, I don't think the balloons will go in the back of your post lorry, will they?
You just look at them. Oh. Put it on the table.
Well, I've got to come
Don't mind your head.
Yes, I will mind my head. You got such a lot of cards and they've been up such a long time.
No, my careful, not your phone.
Oh, I won't, darling. I'm on the stairs. I'm being very careful.
Good girl.
Am I a good girl?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you for the warning.
You're welcome.
Am I? You've got lots of blue tack now left on the stairs. No, don't you climb up, Thomas. Please head down.
Hello.
Get down, darling. You'll fall. At least I'm standing on the stairs. You're just climbing on the back of the sofa, aren't you? Right, while I'm up here, I'm just going to take that little bit of blue tack, this sticky blue.
Okay, one off.
Right. You manage?
Yes.
Oh, that's a very good boy.
I got behind the stairs.
No, don't drop it, Thomas, if you get drop into the coffee. Just leave it, please. That's it. You hold this now. There you are. That's very helpful. If you hold that big ball of blue tack, how's that? You keep that safe till I take the rest of the cards down.
Okay. Then I'm going down again. I got this Lego. I put it...
No, just put it on the table, that's the floor. Because if it gets trodden into the car, because it's sticky and horrible, it will make a big mess. Right.
Blue mess.
We've got some blue tack up there, haven't we? Oh, it always looks so bare and empty, doesn't it, when the birthday cards have come down. We should have taken them down before, but we went to your class Saturday. And you got some more cards while you were there. And it seemed a shame not to put them up and look at them, didn't it? And then we just seem to have been so busy this week that we've never quite got round to doing it, have we? Right, I need to just go back upstairs. No, don't you climb up, Tom. Sit down, please.
Go up for.
Because there's still some more blue tack on the banister that I can see.
Where?
I want to get it all off before Gabby comes home. Right, you tell me if you can see any. Some there.
I can't see some. Oh! I can't see one here. I can't see another!
Can you?
Here!
You can see some more.
Yeah.
Whereabouts now?
Here.
Oh no, no, that's just the wood, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Right, there's a little bit more up there.
What? Up here. I can't see one dropped here.
Did some blue tack drop down?
On this sofa.
Did it?
Yes.
There we are.
And I'm stroking your bottom.
You're stroking my bottom. Right, let's find this piece of blue tack we dropped. I've got it. Thank
you. You're pushing me round.
Pushing you round and round. I was just moving the sofa to pick up the blue tack. There we are.
Thank you.
You're a tired boy.
Yes.
You're nearly ready for bed.
Yes.
Oh, look at this special card. What does this look like, Thomas?
I don't know. Fireman Sam!
This is your 3 today from the fire department. So, Thomas Henry, these firemen want to wish you a happy, fun-filled day because you're very special and you're 3 years old today. Happy third birthday, lots of love, Auntie Emma and Uncle Ken. But look. It says these firemen have got their hoses in a twist. Can you find which fireman is holding the hose that will put out the fire?
That's a fire.
Gosh, shall we try and sit back? That's the hose.
No, that's a fire.
That's the fire, that's the hose leading to the fire. Let's go round and round the hose with our finger. Is that a fireman? There are 3 firemen, they're all holding a hose. But that fireman, look, that fireman's hose is the one that's connected to the water tank. That's a lovely card, isn't it?
Thank you.
Oh, this is a nice card. This is from Uncle Terry.
Mummy, I'm buying all these. I'm living.
Yes, and Sue made you a handmade card, didn't she, poor Sue?
There's a lot of them. Yeah, oh.
Yeah, Sue put a lot of effort into that car, didn't she?
Yeah. Put your effort.
Poor Sue.
Look, he's put one on.
He's putting number three on the card, Uncle Ted. Wish for a happy third birthday. Now, let's put the card here. Oh, look at this.
Mummy, if I know those, I got letters for more of you.
Yes, look at this.
Mummy, who knows here the lorry go? Psh.
I can hear the lorry go. Psh. Look at this.
It's a newspaper lorry.
Is it?
A newspaper one. She looks at his weekend. He's living cards.
Is he?
Yeah. Well, it's one cake. Two.
Look at this one. Some people fishing by the river. Can you see the little ladybird on the leaf?
Yeah.
And what else is there?
Lemon. We got a blank net. This one got, it's got a stick. And something, it's got a wheel too.
He's got a wheel, it's a panda swinging on a tyre, look. The tyre is fastened by a rope to a tree and he's swinging. Who's that from? Oh, it's a Thomas with lots of love from Elaine. You know Elaine, don't you? Who works with Mitra.
What's Elaine from?
You were going to give her slug and chips, do you remember?
Yeah.
Yes, that's Elaine. It's a wonder she sent you a card after you said that. Oh! I'm just wondering what I'm doing with all these...
And cones!
Pardon?
And traffic cones.
And traffic cones?
Then you heard... A fish lorry!
A fish lorry. He's living car, this one. Is he? Yes. This is a nice one. This is from Craig, Lisa and Paul. Look at this teddy bear with a book. And a lot of balloons. We have a lot with teddy bears on. We have another one here. A teddy sitting down to... Oh, look at all these things on this plate. What's he got?
Cherry and strawberry and cakes and sandwich.
He's got the sandwich and cakes, cake with a cherry on the top and some strawberries. And he's sitting down to eat it with a teapot. It looks like some little mice are joining him. Oh, that's from next door to Thomas. Lots of love from Brian, Linda and the family. Now, you know who the family are, don't you? Alice and Molly. And Felix and...
Tiddles.
Tiddles. And what are the birds called? Woody and what's the one called?
Turkey.
What's he called?
Woody.
Woody and?
And another.
No, I don't. They've got two birds, one dog and three cats. Haven't they?
One called Woody.
One's called Woody, but I don't know what the one's called. Woody Woodpecker.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a picture here of a pussycat holding a cake on top of its head. And the cake's got three candles.
Where?
Here.
Oh, yeah.
From Bethany, Jill and Tony. Is Bethany one of your girlfriends?
No.
She yays. No, just a minute. Ah, mate, what's this one?
Then Lloyd pulled a ball and started the engine. Lloyd went.
Look at this one. Bananas in pyjamas. Are coming down the stairs.
Pairs.
Bananas in pyjamas are coming down in pairs. Do you know what it means when they're coming down in pairs?
Yeah.
They're coming down in twos, aren't they? Coming down two by two.
Okay.
Oh, this is love from Kathy, Ian, Jamie and Adam. Haven't you been very, very lucky getting cards from Demetra and Elaine and Kathy?
Yes.
As well as that beautiful post box that Demetra and Janine brought. That was from everybody, wasn't it, that you're doing the study with?
And my shop.
Yes, you like that shop and you like your tape recorder from Christmas. We still haven't written to thank you for. It's a bit naughty, isn't it?
It's very naughty.
It's very naughty of Mummy, yes, Mummy should have written before. Ah, yes. Who's this one from? Well, he likes Winnie the Pooh, Tigger and Piglet.
No.
Do.
Sonia.
Sonia and
Isabel.
Yes, it says happy birthday. Birthday cake is more delicious with friends to share birthday wishes. To Thomas, my best boyfriend, on your third birthday.
Mummy, after that driving and living on my fishes, I have another sweet.
Oh, will you now? After all that driving and delivering all those fishes, you'll have another sweet, will you?
Yes.
Ooh, I think not.
Please, I'll have some.
Well, when we've looked at the cards, we'll think about it. I'm still trying to read this.
Please,
I have. Listen at this.
You'll get out of your chair.
No.
And then run around it.
Thomas, you just hurt Mummy now. What have I told you before? That can see you there.
That Mummy pulled back.
You must be. Mama. Listen, you never hit people there, Thomas. That's very dangerous to hit people in the eye, isn't it? Right, now wait there. Let's read this card. To Thomas, my best boyfriend, on your third birthday. Day. Lots of hugs and kisses from Isabel.
Move.
Then find your man.
Nina.
Oh, this is very funny because the card that Grandma Bealby bought you. Auntie Janet's bought you the same one, so they probably bought it at the same shop.
Mama!
With lots of love from Auntie Janet, Uncle Stuart and the family. We were there last Saturday night, weren't we?
Mum!
Were you listening to the cooking?
Yeah!
Look at this. This is a nice one.
Mum!
Now, do you know why they sent you this card? This is Rachel and Jonathan. Do you know why they sent you this one? Thomas. Who's this? Is this supposed to be you, Rachel and Jonathan, on the slide at the beehive? Is it?
No.
It is. And have you seen Rachel's written this card herself?
No.
She's 4 in May. Look, to a very special 3-year-old, to Thomas, with Rachel and Jonathan. She's written that really well, hasn't she? Look at that, in her own writing. She's not really an awful lot. She's 11 months older than you. It's not a lot of difference, is it? So perhaps in 11 months' time, you'll be writing your name on cards.
You're Mrs. Foggins, and Postman Pat's a long way.
Right, I'm Mrs. Foggins, and you're Postman Pat. So you're going to collect all these letters from the post office?
I'm in parcels.
And look at this. This will be you next week. Can you see?
Oh, that's wonderful.
That's wonderful. This is a little bit like this card that Rachel sent with supposed to be you, Rachel and Jonathan going down the slide at the beehive.
Yeah.
This is some teddy bears eating together. Look, 3 teddy bears sharing a table. Now you, Ben and Charlotte, have been sharing a table at the toddler group at Field and Park when you've had your toast and blackcurrant juice, haven't you? And on
Post Glory and not anything.
The Post Glory hasn't got anything?
No.
And on Tuesday lunchtime, you're going for lunch at Ben and Charlotte's house, Thomas. You're going to be a good boy. We're going to toddler group. And then you're going home with Ben and Charlotte to have dinner at their house. Is that all right?
Yeah.
You're going to be a good boy?
Yeah.
Because Mummy's got something to go to on Tuesday. Look. Oh, look at this drawing. And it says, Thomas by Ben. That's supposed to be a picture of you. Ben's drawn that.
Yeah. It's just to be Ben. It's Charlotte.
Pardon?
It's Charlotte.
Well, no, it's a drawing of a little man with a hat on his head and lots of kisses, and it says, Thomas by Ben. And Thomas's mummy's Ben's mummy's written this. To Thomas, have a lovely birthday. Lots of love from Lee, Steve, Ben, and Charlotte. And Ben's written his own name, look.
He's a big boy.
A big boy. Well, Ben's 8 months older than you, isn't he? Oh, now we've got a nice boat here. Hello.
Hello.
You feeling tired?
Yeah.
Good. Great. Going to go to bed soon? Going to bed soon, Thomas?
So where's Postman Pat?
Where's Postman Pat?
is sleeping.
Is he sleeping?
Yes.
Oh, look at this. Happy third birthday. Look at that boat.
Shh.
From Margaret and Michael.
The butcherman.
Pardon?
Butcherman.
Oh, no, not the butcher. No, the butcher is called Michael and his wife's called Mary. No, Michael and Mary. Margaret's somebody we used to work with. She was very excited when you were born. Ah, now who's this one from?
No.
To Thomas, wishing you a very happy third birthday. Look, Becky, Sutty,
and Man.
Joe, and
Tom.
And Tony.
I call him Man.
I know you call him Man, but he's really called Tony, isn't he?
Yes, it's Becky's wife.
No, it's not Becky's wife, he's Joe's husband and Becky's daddy. And it's your granddad's birthday on Monday, so we've been to Didsbury today. We've bought some cards, haven't we? We bought one card to Daddy, which is for your daddy to give to his daddy, which is Grandad. And we bought another one that you chose yourself to a special granddad. What did that have a picture of?
Dinner.
Well, that's funny, because the picture on the card that we bought Grandad is of a dog delivering a red envelope. And what did we see today when we were coming back from Didsbury?
No.
That dog.
It's a newspaper.
The dog was carrying a newspaper. It was a big red pencil,
wasn't
it?
One of the boys running, and that crashed on his knee. Crashed and snap, and bang.
Oh, and then he fell. Well, we were walking down school lane on our way home, and a man walked up very close behind us, and he had a big red setter dog. And they crossed the road and went to the newsagents. And a few minutes later, when we passed the newsagents, the man and the dog were coming out, and the dog was carrying the newspaper in his mouth, wasn't he? And then a few minutes later, there was a little boy with his daddy, and he was running behind us, and his daddy shouted, "Don't run."
And he crashed and snapped and bang!
And the little boy fell over and started to cry, and his daddy said, "I told you not to run, didn't he?"
Yeah.
We've still got cards to look at. Look.
Hedgehogs
on this one. Look at those flowers. They're like flowers we've got in our garden, aren't they?
Watch a video.
Oh, that's from St. Gabriel's Hall. And from Sister Eileen. Look at that. That's usually lovely. You like Sister Eileen, don't you?
Oh, I egg wedding lovely.
Pardon?
Oh, I egg wedding lovely. I'll be on my way then.
You going on your way again? This one is an exciting card. This is from Nina. Look at that. There's a frog.
Train and a tractor.
A tractor and a train. And what else?
And frogs and breakdown lorries and airplanes.
And frogs and breakdown lorries and aeroplanes.
And cars and breakdown lorries.
Yes, it's got a car, an aeroplane, a breakdown lorry, a helicopter, a train, a tractor, some building bricks and a frog. Wow, that's a jolly nice card, isn't it?
I got some nothing now. I'm going.
You know, you've got some beautiful cards, and I can't get over how many people have sent you cards, Thomas. People have thought about you. Isn't that nice? This is a nice big one. Look at this. It's a big teddy on holding a box. Ah, now this is funny. Thomas, happy third birthday. Love, Auntie Mary, Uncle Stuart, Abigail, and Bump. Who's Bump?
No.
Do you know who Bump is?
Yeah.
Bump is baby Sarah.
Yeah.
But when Auntie Val wrote this card, Sarah was just a bump in Auntie Val's tummy.
Yeah.
And now Sarah's a little baby called Sarah.
Yeah.
That's funny, isn't it?
Sarah Ann.
Sarah Ann. Oh, you
clever. Auntie Val's writing my card. My friend called back in her tummy.
Pardon?
I got a girl called Val. I got her babies. Once, bonnet in her tummy.
That's right. On your third birthday, Auntie Val was here and she was telling you that she had a little friend for you in her tummy. Well, the little friend's been born now. She's called Sarah Ann. Mm. And Abigail's her sister. And Abigail's your friend, isn't she? And then this is the last card, Thomas. Oh, look at this, the last card. Now, isn't this funny?
It's a music.
Yes, look who the last card's from. A lot of people. This is a nice card as well. Well, they're all nice cards, aren't they? Look at this one. Look at this, Thomas. A train.
Learn the letter sound.
What's in that carriage?
Nothing.
An elephant. And a lion. Zebra and giraffe. Sound. From all of us, from Elaine, Janine, Anna. Elaine and Mike send their best wishes too.
I'll get a sweet in my bag. My special bag.
You're getting a sweet from your bag?
Special bag, it's called. It's a special one.
A special bag?
I've ever seen.
It's the most special bag you've ever seen.
Wow, some sweets in there. You can't get in there. It's dangerous.
Is it? The special bag where your sweets are kept. I can't go in because it's dangerous. Be careful, darling.
Where are the sweets?
You've eaten them all, Thomas.
Oh, no. I said some left.
Did you save one for later?
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Do you know where it is?
Yes, it is.
It's in a bag on the table.
My table's here.
Yes, go and get it.
Okay.
But bring the apple as well, because I've cut an apple up for you.
Where's the sweets?
Well, the sweets in... That's right, you found the apple in the bowl. The sweets in a bag. You can eat the sweet. It's near your fire engine. You can eat your sweet, because I want you to eat some apple as well.
I climb on a chair. I've got my
sit at the table.
I got one.
A snake. Oh, right. Is this a jelly snake? Do you know what it says on the bag?
Yeah.
Thank you, please. Call again. I'm sure you will, won't you, at the sweetie shop in Didsbury. They still serve sweeties. In a jar, don't they? You have to weigh them out from the jar.
I'm sitting on man. A Mary quite contrary. Yeah.
Mary quite contrary. Who's sitting man and Mary quite contrary?
Okay. Just often.
Eat it slowly, not all at once, Thomas. No. Just bite a little bit off. You mustn't put it all in your mouth at once. Poorly if you do that. So do you finally think we're going to start writing some thank you letters to people? Thanking them for all the good things?
Yeah.
We've still got three cards in the house, haven't we?
Yeah.
On the television, they're Easter cards. I think we might move those onto the mantelpiece there. Yeah. I'll move them round now while we're eating that. This one's got bunny rabbits on and it's from my mummy and daddy. It says, Mummy, Dad, have you put all that in your mouth?
No.
Oh, Thomas, it's too much. No, I'm not going to buy you those again if you're going to do that. Tom, listen, sit down and chew it quickly. Open your mouth, let's have a look. Oh, it's too much in there. Come on, put some of it in the bowl, please. Will you split it in the bowl, please?
Open it.
No, pull some of it out, please, and put it in the bowl.
It's gone.
Oh, Thomas.
It's
going to make you poorly. You didn't chew it out, love.
No, I ate it.
I know you ate it, but you didn't chew it. You just swallowed it down. Look, those bunny rabbits with daffodils. And then what have we got? What's this card? This is from Sue. Oh. Isn't it? Look, with the little little books on it.
It's fun and thinking of Christmas days.
What about Fireman's on Christmas Day?
It's fun all the children and their friends.
And there's a little Easter card there with some daffodils on from Auntie Barbara.
Yes, I'm going to get that down.
You need to get it down?
Yes.
Why?
Because I just want.
You just want to? You want to look at them?
Yes. Please.
There you are. Nice Easter cards. Easter was last...
You put it on that table.
Easter was last weekend, wasn't it? Come on, have a piece of apple now, please.
No.
Thomas, come on. We said jelly sweet if you had a piece of apple.
No, wrong, Tom.
You tired boy? Are you?
A tired fireman Sam.
Oh, my little tired fireman Sam.
A little sheep.
Oh, you've had a busy day, haven't you? Tired little boy. Did you want to look at these Easter cards, little lamb?
I want to look at Easter eggs.
What would you like to look at?
Easter eggs.
Easter eggs? Yes. Oh, no way. You just had a little jelly snake. In fact, it wasn't a little jelly snake. It was a great big jelly snake, wasn't it?
Ate it all at once.
You ate it all at once, you big pig. Weren't you? Yes.
I call them snots and nuts.
You call them snots and nuts, but it's a pig. You're a big pig.
I'm
going to
eat
anything. You're going to eat mummy now. You're going to eat your mummy all up.
Delicious.
Am I delicious?
Yes.
Oh, that's nice to know. Was I nice and juicy and sweet?
Yes.
Good. Oh, you're a nice boy.
Nice tinker winky.
You're a nice tinky winky, are you? You're a nice tinker. Tinker winker.
It's getting dark.
Is it getting dark? Well, it's getting quite late, Thomas.
Yeah.
It's nearly bedtime, isn't it? Would you like to just get your Postman Pat book?
No sound to Daddy.
Pardon?
No sign of Daddy.
Oh, no sign of Daddy. No, Daddy's having to work late tonight now. It's Saturday night and Daddy's having to work. He went to work this morning. He had to be at work for 7:45 this morning.
Yeah.
And he won't be home from work tonight till about 8:30, 9 o'clock, I don't think.
Somebody's driving.
Oops.
Somebody's driving.
Yeah, somebody was reversing out of the drive. Maybe not that little girl off her bike, did you see?
Yeah. Yes, it's following.
Well, that lady who was driving that car, nearly knocked the little girl off a bike, is the lady that's taking Sue's pussycat. Because we were looking for a home for Smudge, weren't we?
Yeah.
And Smudge, did you see that lady in the blue car?
Yeah.
Well, that lady's looking after Smudge now. That's where Smudge lives, that house.
That white one?
Yes, that's right. Where Sue lived?
In that blue cottage.
Blue cottage?
Yeah.
No, see the blue car still outside of the house, isn't it?
Yeah, somebody blue
hood. Well, Smudge doesn't live at Sue's house anymore. And the lady next door to Sue is also called Sue, and she wanted Smudge, but Smudge wouldn't go into her house because they used to have a dog. And I think Smudge must think the dog still lives there and he won't go in. But he always used to go to the next door neighbour, two doors down from Sue. He always used to go there, didn't he? Look through the patio window at her pussycat. And her pussycat's died now. She hasn't got a pussycat, so she's taken Smudge. And Smudge is 14, isn't he?
Yeah, Sue.
He's not like Sue, look, there's Molly.
Oh, yes. He's under that van.
Yes, Molly's gone for a walk under that white van.
What for?
Well, she was just fancy a stroll and she's decided to investigate and see what's underneath.
Some dog dirt.
Okay. Some dog dirt. Oh, Thomas. Hello, the dog, darling. Don't you?
No, I say one. Look at this.
No, don't.
Are you climb up here? No.
Fall out of the window. Can you see the little tortoise in the garden?
Well, yeah.
What are we going to call him?
Fred.
Fred. Oh, gosh, do you know? Aren't you clever? I think we did call him Fred at one point, didn't we? You remember that? When I was asking you what we were calling him, I suddenly thought, I'm sure we'd given him a name. And when you said that, yes, it all came back to me. Thomas, please, don't climb up there. Get down. It is naughty. If you slip, you'll fall out of the window. And we'll never see you again. It's like giggling at the end of you. If you make a mess on my patio and I have to sweep you up, I'll have trouble if I've got to sweep up bits of Thomas because he's fallen through the window.
My bottom.
You'll have to sweep your bottom up.
My belly and lips and my hair. And you smash out that window. I sweep all your bottom up and your willy.
I have to sweep up your bottom and your willy and your lips and your belly. Don't say belly, say tummy. I don't like belly. Who's taught you to say that?
A bodger, badger got a belly.
Oh, bodger and badger. Is this something else you've seen on television?
Yeah.
When you watch too much television. I can see the magpie now on the television area up there.
Where?
On Fred, not Fred's house, Grant and Rachel's house.
Where?
And where the little boy Liam lives. Look, can you see on the roof on the television area? No. Over where Liam lives.
Yeah.
You see it?
Yes.
It's supposed to be one for sorrow, and that magpie's been here all week on its own, hasn't it?
Mm.
Must be a lonely little bird.
I'm mash out there, and on the road, and sweep me all up.
If you smash through the window and fell on the road, you'd have to sweep them up. Wouldn't be nice though, Thomas, would it?
Oh, week has been lonely.
Yes, it's Saturday. I think we might just leave you there, actually, till Monday. The windmill could do it.
Yeah.
You could spend Saturday night outside on the floor in bits and pieces. There's that little girl on a bicycle.
Yeah.
And then you could spend Sunday lying outside.
What for?
Because I'm not bothering to sweep you up if you're silly enough to fall through the window and leave you there for the dustbin men to pick up on Monday. And then when the bin men come on Monday afternoon, they can pick you up and put you straight into the dustbin or take you to the tip.
Yeah. I'd say, oh gosh, what have I done now?
You'd say, oh gosh, what have I done now? Oh, you wouldn't be able to say, oh gosh, what have I done now if you were all in bits, would you?
No.
And that's
on Sue Road.
On Sue's Road?
Mm.
Yes. So you don't want to do that, do you? Would it be very lonely sleeping outside tonight when it's dark?
Yeah.
Would it be much better stay inside the house with Mummy and Daddy and Birdie? Oh, well, in that case, then you better not fall through the window, had you? My gorgeous little boy. I never want you to do anything like fall through a window, Thomas. You're much too precious for that, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, we'll never, ever have an accident, darling.
Yes.
Spoil your beautiful face, wouldn't it?
And my chins.
And your chins. Your double chins. You mean your cheeks. No, you've got to really take care of yourself, Tom, because listen, darling. I know you get cross sometimes when we're walking and Mummy keeps saying, hold on to my hand and don't go near the road, but seriously, Thomas, if you went near the road and a car knocked you down, I'd never see you again.
And died.
You'd die, that's right. And you don't want that to happen, do you? I know you think Mummy gets cross sometimes and she gets very ratty with you, but honestly, Thomas, it's because Mummy can see dangers that you can't see. And I'm only trying to look after you and protect you. You know that, don't you?
Mm-hmm. I'm stretching really hard on your hand, Mummy.
You're going to do what on hard on my hand?
Squeeze it.
Oh, thank you.
Then crash.
You're going to squeeze my hand after I've just told you how much you mean to me. How precious you are. You're a horror. You're an absolute horror. Cheeky little horror, aren't you? Yes, cheeky little horror. Not tickle you. I shall tickle you if I want. Are you going to eat some apple now, Thomas?
No.
I think we'll put that little bag in the bin, shall we?
No, I need to smell it.
You need to smell it, the sweetie bag. You can keep it actually if you like. It's a clean bag.
Well, I'll fold it. Nice.
That's right, fold it up neatly and nicely. Then you could
look.
Play with it again, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Right, so I'm going to move on. Put the Easter cards back on the mantelpiece.
I need to look at them.
Well, you said this before and I took them down and then you never looked at them. There you are, you look at those and I can put them back on the mantelpiece. Gently, Thomas, please. Those aren't your cards, they're mums and daddies.
I shall lose
them. No, gently. And then we'll put all the birthday cards in a box.
My birthday party box.
Your birthday party box. Oh gosh, you haven't taken the balloons down.
No.
We're going to do that.
Yeah.
And then in the next week, we've got to go through that box and write to every single person who sent you something. Right, thank you, letters.
Eating apple.
You're eating an apple, that's fine. I'd like you to have some apple before bed. You always have some apple before bedtime, don't you?
Yeah, and Daddy, we want.
With Daddy, but Daddy's not here tonight.
Thank you.
Hello. That's it, party over.
Yeah. No party now.
No party now. I don't even know what day it is today. I know it's the 1st of May on Monday because that's Grandad's birthday. Oh, it's Saturday the 29th of April. So it's Sunday the 30th tomorrow and Monday the 1st of May on
Monday.
Right, shall we take, would you like these balloons as they are or shall I take them off the string?
No.
You think it's quite fun carrying them around like this, do you? Yes, what sort of balloons are they?
Oh, pink. Is that pink? Blue.
Pink.
Pink.
What different colours? They're tiny balloons, aren't they? Shall we have a look and see who's on the balloons?
Yeah.
On one side they say tweenies, and on the other side they have characters. This one says, I'm Fizz. And this one says, I'm Bella. And this one says, I'm Jake. And this one says, I'm Milo. So this one has the whole set, isn't it? Jake, Bella, Fizz and Milo. And what about the ones that you're holding? Have we lost some somewhere?
Hello!
This is a blue one, Milo. A red one, Jake. Bella, green. And yellow, Fizz. You like the tweenies, don't you?
Mm.
Is that apple good?
Yeah.
Nice, nice. Did you enjoy your birthday, Thomas?
Yes.
Seems a long time ago now, doesn't it? What presents did you get?
My balloon to go outside.
That's your balloon to go outside, is it? Well, you can't go out now, it isn't dark actually, it's still very nice, but it's a little bit too late for us to go out tonight, isn't it? In a few minutes, when I've packed these cards away, we're going to go upstairs and run a nice bath. Look forward to that.
A one, big huge one.
A big huge one?
A one. Are you the big blues?
Thank you, those for me.
This one, one of them, pop it out. Look, I saw one on the floor here.
Did you? She saw a balloon on the floor.
On the floor. Dad made a snippet on the floor.
You didn't get a single telly to be card this year, did you? Got Thomas the Tank Engine and Winnie the Pooh and Postman Pat And Fireman Sam. I haven't seen any Bob the Builder cars. Perhaps they don't make Bob the Builder cars yet. But the past few years you've had a lot of Teletubby cars. In fact, your first birthday.
Teletubby cars, yeah.
You had a beautiful Teletubby cake, didn't you?
Yes, I can. I ate it all.
Well, yes, we've eaten it all, right?
And the fat bellies.
Oh, Tommy, it's in your tummy. In your tummy, say. You had a Bob the Builder cake this year, didn't you?
No, I eat it all, look.
Yes, we've eaten that all now, haven't we?
It's really and the fat bellies.
Oh, Thomas. You're just saying to wind me up now, aren't you?
Yes.
Yes.
Bellies. And the jungle. And the drums. And the windows.
In pajamas.
Yes. I'm coming on a page.
Right, the first letter from this alphabet train is missing. And if it's the first letter of your name, what is it?
It's under here.
It's under here. It's T for
Tesco and Thomas.
Tesco and Thomas, that's right. Thank you very much. Pop it in the train, please, first carriage.
Thank you, mister.
The first letter of your name is T. The last letter of your name is S. So if you can remember, T for Tesco and Thomas, and the last letter is S for snakes and sweets. Your favourite things, aren't they? Here's for Postman Pat and Jess in the back of your bicycle. I'm not quite sure whether it's your delivery lorry or what it is. But
it's a delivery lorry.
Is it a delivery lorry?
Yeah.
I think you were delivering fish before, weren't you?
It's a post lorry.
A post lorry?
Lots of cards.
Well, it was a post lorry when it had lots of cards, but I'm sure you were delivering fish because you said, this fishman's tired. Delivering fish, please may I have a sweetie? Didn't you?
Yeah.
When Janine was here yesterday, you were a sweetie delivery man. Do you remember?
Yeah.
It was good fun, wasn't it?
Yes. Smarties, I call them some cough mints.
You call them cough mints? Cough sweets? Mm. Yes, you're pretending they were tablets, weren't you?
And blue tablets.
Yes. We were going to take Christopher one of these balloons, weren't we?
Yeah.
We've already given him one, but now we've taken him down from the banister. We've got a lot more to give him.
That other one?
Well, yes, he could have the other one. We can't take it now, though, because I'm sure Christopher will be going to bed soon. But, in fact, Christopher's back at school on Tuesday. It's a bank holiday Monday, so the school won't be open.
And that's my balloon.
Is it? Which is your favourite balloon?
I love blue.
The blue one? Who's on the blue balloon?
That's
Milo. Oh, on the back it says I'm Milo. But who's on the front of the balloon, Thomas?
I'm going home.
You're going home?
Yeah.
Oh, this is home, love. Oh, isn't this really strange, Thomas?
Yeah.
This morning when we got up, we opened the curtains and the taxi driver, who lives a few doors down, was walking down the road.
Yeah.
It was very early this morning and he was walking down the road.
What's that?
And now we're just about to go to bed. And it's the taxi driver walking down the road.
Was it taxi?
I don't know. I was wondering that. I did wonder this morning where his taxi was. I'm sure I've seen his taxi today.
It's really down here.
Oh, I'm sure I saw his taxi because after I saw him walking this morning, I thought I saw him drive out in the taxi. But, oh dear, he shouldn't be walking, should he? He should be going in a taxi.
Yeah. Yes. I know. Look, another one carrying a dog.
Another one carrying a dog? Yes, I don't know who they are, but that's another young couple walking past. Gosh, oh, look at that.
Bye.
Look at that big dog, isn't that nice?
Going by.
They're going by, yes.
Yeah.
They're not going bye-bye, they're just walking past, aren't they, going by? What bye-bye. A beautiful dog. That's a lovely dog, isn't it? What did you say? You wish you had a dog and not a cat?
A Purdy.
Oh no, but Purdy.
A real Purdy.
A real Purdy. Purdy's ever so poorly at the moment, Thomas. She's really poorly. She was in hospital yesterday all day, wasn't she?
Yeah.
And we don't really know what's the matter with her, but she's very, very poorly. She's not eating. Get down. She's not eating. Is she? She's just sleeping all the time. Poor old Purdy. No, you're not to do that, Thomas. That's naughty. I mean it. I know we were joking before about you falling out the window, but you don't do that.
Yes.
Seriously, Thomas, if you fell out of there, that would be the last time I ever saw you.
It's dark in here.
Yes, and it would be even darker outside. Well, no, it's not that late, but it's just the sun's passed by now. But it is that time. We're going to go out for a big black bath. Big splash.
You turn the light off.
No, the light's not been on, darling, today. It's been a bright sunny day. It's just the sun's moved around like the sun's going to bed. The sun is setting in the sky. Teletubbies say
goodbye.
Goodbye.
Don't they say hello?
No. They say goodbye, don't they? And then one of them always pops back up again.
I'm tingling your lollipop.
Yes, night night.